Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Happy Monday to you. Today is August the 3rd, 2015. Hey, today's podcast is one I've got to share with you that's quite personal, as most of these are. But it's about what happened to me and Julie on Friday and Saturday of this past week. And I call this podcast Murphy's Law Gets Revenge. Because a few days ago I talked about, or maybe a month ago, I talked about Murphy's Law even being in the Bible, which, you know, I was just using a play on words, really. Murphy's Law, you know, usually says if something can go wrong, it will go wrong. And many other laws are attributed to this philosophy, if you will. So I'm calling this podcast today Murphy's Law Gets Revenge, because the other day I talked about learning new things from watching YouTube videos, and I encourage people that, you know, you can still do things no matter how old you are, and we're going to share that information with our senior citizens at our retreat in September. Well, I just look at it like this. Mr. Murphy has showed up at my house one more time, and he's out for revenge. So let me tell you what happened. What should have been a 20-minute, at the most, replacement of a garage door opener, it's called the carriage that moves back and forth, what should have been 20 minutes took me 2 hours, folks. The video on YouTube said the old one should slide off, and after that, of course, you have to take the bolts off to get it to slide off, then slide the new one on, put the bolts back in, and you're in business. Well, guess what? As I said on a podcast another recently, I said, I guess my garage door was not YouTube worthy, okay? It did not pan out this way at all. My 20 minutes took 2 hours. So let me give you a little background information. Friday, our garage door started making some noise. It had been making a few noises like it was needing grease, and I'd just been putting it off because we were going to replace this garage door in the opener after we replaced our roof. But it really started acting up Friday. In fact, the last foot of it coming down, it would just kind of drop. So it made a terrible noise, and Julie and I said, we've got to do something. So we had to actually, you know, raise the garage door manually, get her Mercury Sable out so we could drive it, and put the garage door back down. We decided to eat a late lunch on Friday and made a trip to our local garage door company. We got in there and started talking to a girl named Pam. She showed us a bunch of different styles. You know, we selected the style we liked. The color was fine. And she said she could get it, you know, like 3 weeks or something like that. And we told her we were getting a new roof installed. And she said, whoa, don't do anything then. She says, we will not install the door until after your roof is done because of damage that could occur to the new door. And things just happen. And she says, from their experience, they think it's better if you wait till after the new roof is installed. So we said, that sounded good, but that didn't give me any immediate help for our problem, which was getting the door up and down now. She asked if I had a Genie garage door open. I said, I think so. So she showed me one of the carriages, and I said, yeah, that's the one. It's black. I recognize it. It looks real familiar. And she was going to sell it to me for $30. But after we ordered our door and the hardware and the new opener and all this, she decided to throw this carriage in, and she also threw in a $60 keypad so we could get in the garage door from outside without using a remote control. Her question to me was, are you mechanical, Chuck? She meant was, can you use a wrench and a screwdriver and a hammer if needed? I said, well, yeah, I can do this. And Julie wasn't quite so sure. So as I continue to talk to you today about Murphy's Law Gets Revenge, Julie went shopping on Saturday, and on Friday I had no more time to work on this garage door. So Saturday afternoon, Julie went shopping. I started on this project of replacing this carriage on this garage door opener. First, I went to Google, just like I said, and I went to Google and found some YouTube videos that I could watch. So I did. It looked pretty easy, right? And then Mr. Murphy and his laws of frustration just showed up at my door. Actually, they were inside my garage. To work on this garage door, you have to have the door down. Guys, it was August the 1st in Oklahoma. It was hot, and I had to be inside there with the door shut. You know what? It was so hot, I did finally turn on a box fan to get some air, but it didn't help much. I did exactly like the video demonstration showed me. I loosened the bolts at the end of the rail, and I was trying to slide off the old carriage, but guess what? I needed another 2 or 3 inches clearance to get this thing to slide off. So I tried a few different things and ended up just getting more frustrated. I was going up and down the 6-foot ladder over and over and over again because, you know, you have to make adjustments on how you line up your wrench and, you know, where you're working. So I was moving this ladder, making trips up and down. I was getting tired and sore working, you know, overhead, you know, with your hands. You know what? There's another Murphy's Law that says if you get grease on your hands about the same time your nose, your back, your face, something's going to start itching. Well, guess what? That happened to me too, folks. So after an hour, I took off my t-shirt and I was able to prop the side door of the garage open. To my chagrin, I finally figured out the only way to get this extra 2 or 3 inches that I needed clearance, you know, to slide off the old carriage was to remove the motor of the garage door opener from the ceiling. I've never done this before. First time. It was attached to 2 metal strips that came out of the ceiling, had a couple of bolts to go along with it. I found a bungee cord, supported the motor in case it fell too far. I didn't want it to hit the ground or hit me. And finally, I started loosening the 2 bolts. And you know what? The next thing I know, the motor came down, rested on the bungee cord. This allowed me to move the rail into a position that I could slide off the old carriage. After I did that, I put the motor back up, tightened all the necessary bolts, cleaned up myself and the garage a little bit, and I tried it out. You know what, folks? It worked. And it is much quieter than before. You know what? This new carriage opener should last us until the new garage door opener comes later this month. So Murphy showed up, got a little revenge on me, but I don't mind. You see, I learned that I could do it no matter how hot it was in that garage, and it was hot. And on top of all that, my wife, Julie, was impressed. And I can still surprise her after 41 years of marriage. Isn't that great? So Mr. Murphy came to pay a revenge visit to me, but I still came out on top. I think that's awesome. Hey, thanks for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. I just tell you how life is and how I'm going through my life journey. I hope you're enjoying it. This week, we're brought to you by StartCashback.com. Go there for your online shopping needs because if you're not, you're losing money, folks. I figured out that just in July, I saved $131.32 that I would have left at the retailers, but because they're part of the Doobly Network and I am too, I got $131.32 cash back. My money. And if I hadn't been a VIP member, they would have got my money. But I got this cash back, and it's money that's in my pocket. And I save anywhere from 6.6% to 14% all the time on retail purchases and travel. I use this a lot when we go to Branson or wherever we go. Hotels.com, Priceline.com, Expedia, all these use this, and I get a great discount and a rebate as well. And not a rebate, a cash back. It's my money. It's not a rebate. It's cash back. And also, even local purchases like Walmart. I bought a vacuum cleaner last month. I got 6.6% cash back. That's better than the guy on TV that says, "What's in your wallet?" Or, you know, other MasterCard, they only give you 5% back. So go to StartCashback.com and start saving money today. All right, Chuck Whetstone, thank you for listening. Signing out. Bye-bye.